Masechet Kelim, Perekav Het, Mishnah Dalit. Here we'll talk about a cloth cover of a Sefer Torah. It's flat and it's not a container. It would wrap around the Sefer Torah. Any utensil that is flat and serves another object and does not serve people directly cannot become Tameh. We have a machloket about this, if this applies to the cover of the Sefer Torah. Mishnah says, Mitpehot Sefarim, the cloth covers of Torah scrolls, ben mitsuyarot, ben she'ena mitsuyarot, teme'ot. Whether they're decorated or not, they could become tameh because they serve people in their normal use. Kedivrei Bet Shammai, these are the words of Bet Shammai. When a person is learning Torah from a scroll, he's going to stop, he's going to put the cover on top of it to show where he stopped in order to mark his place. So according to Bet Shammai, that's enough to say that the cover serves people and therefore has the ability to become Tameh. Bet Hillel omrim, mitsuyarot tehorot, v'she'ena mitsuyarot teme'ot. Says Bet Hillel, if the covers are decorated, they're pure because they're only there to cover the Torah scrolls and not to serve people. The decoration on there is indicative of that. People would not use this as a bookmark if they're covering it. The Sefer Torah, they're only doing it to respect the scroll, but they're not doing it for their own purpose. And that's why, if they're under-decorated, they could become tameh because they're intended for other purposes as well, to serve people. And that's why we say that they have the ability to become tameh. The third and last opinion, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Elu va'elu teorot, says Rabban Gamliel, both types of covers, decorated and undecorated, are tahor. The primary function is to cover the scrolls, and therefore people would not likely use them for other purposes, even if they're undecorated. And therefore, they don't serve people, and they do not have the ability to become tameh.